Since PropSphere takes much of its input from MRMS data, it covers areas that are not well covered by radar data alone. This case is a great example of PropWind and PropTor helping out in a northwestern region where radar coverage is sparse. The yellow arrows point out the location of nearly simultaneous severe wind and tornado reports from the northern and southern storm, respectively. For both storms, we can see PropTor and PropWind picking up the threat even in range-folded velocity data. One last thing worth noting is the low PropTor values. Even while the tornado was occurring, PropTor values only reached 27%. This is caused by the less-than-ideal environmental factors contributing to PropTor, reiterating the fact that forecasters should not use specific thresholds, but rather trends, especially when considering PropTor values.